This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is in full swing. Thank you so much for joining me on the Capricorn Adventure, right? So the Community Schemes On Board Service, CSOS, is on a drive to inform listeners about registering their schemes and to tell us more about, you know, a CSOS, what they are and how it impacts you and I and your community scheme, right? I'm joined on the line by the acting chief on board at CSOS. She goes by the name of Ms. Thembe Lihle Mbatha. Good afternoon, Ms. Thembe Lihle. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, good afternoon to you and your listeners as well.
All righty. So let's start off, you know, by maybe talking about what is the CSOS, and please explain, you know, your mandate to the listeners.
Okay, so the CSOS is short for Community Scheme Ombuds Service. So we are a regulator and an ombuds service to community schemes. We are an entity of the Department of Human Settlements, so we are a Schedule 3A. And really our mandate is to provide education and training to your listeners who are homeowners who could be staying in such gated communities. And we're also here to raise awareness, you know, to scheme occupiers and executive committees that reside in these schemes. But we also provide a dispute resolution service and a quality assurance governance service for all the rules and all the compliance schemes.
All right, all right. And for those that don't know, what is a community scheme?
Yes, a community scheme, you know, we take it for granted as defined by the Act. Basically, to tone it down, it's any gated community or sectional title. These are your body corporates, and they take the form of homeowners associations, where it's your estate, your block of flats, townhouses, retirement villages, housing cooperatives, and share block schemes. So if you stay in a communal living setup, you are in a community scheme.
Interesting. And I mean, why should, you know, community scheme register with the CSOS? Maybe also share, you know, what are the benefits of registering?
Yes. So you need to register your scheme. So whoever's in charge of the scheme, the body corporate, or whoever you've elected as your board of trustees, need to ensure that they register with the Community Scheme Ombuds Service, because of the requirement of the law in terms of the CSOS Act 9 of 2011. And some of the benefits of registering your scheme with us is that we provide that regulatory function to ensure that there's good governance in your community scheme. We review the rules, whether the rules that you are operating under are constitutional, it's for your benefit, and it doesn't infringe any law. We also provide a dispute resolution service, which is conciliation, mediation, and adjudication. Mm. As you'd know, you'd have fights with your neighbors, or you'd be fighting with the developer, or it'll be really disagreements between trustees and homeowners, or issues like that. We then come in and provide a dispute resolution service. And further to that, we provide education. I mean, the training and awareness that we provide. You're a first-time home buyer, you buy your first flat, but you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Mm. By implication, you're now part of the body corporate. Now you need to abide by these rules. So we provide such education and training. And then the other benefit, of course, is that we review the rules. Some rules could be unconstitutional, and you may be subjected to them without even knowing in your scheme. So we do review those, and we issue compliance certificate for compliant rules.
Okay. And furthermore, I mean, how does one, you know, get started with the registration process of the scheme?
Yes. So as I've indicated, you would have elected a group of people in your scheme that will look after the affairs of the entire block of flats or the particular estate. We have a form called CS1 form. You can find it on www.csosconnect.co.za, and you complete that form. But with the completion of the form, you must provide certain documents within 30 days. That's part of our new practice directive. Mm. So, for instance, if you're an existing community scheme, you would need to provide your type of scheme, whether you're a homeowners association or just a body corporate, for instance, those selection criteria and your management conduct rule in order for you to, of course, get a Section 10 certificate. And then you'd also need the deed registration number. Of course, if it's a registered development, or if it's not a registered development, you would need to then provide your company registration documents. These are your MOIs and all of that. But for existing schemes that are not registered, that have been in existence for some time, you also need to provide your levy schedule because, of course, with all of these things that we're talking about, there's a portion of your levy, if you look at your levy statement, that you pay over to the CSOC, and then the details of who are the members that are your executive committee managing your community scheme.
All right, so now let's talk money. Is there maybe any fee applicable for the registration of the scheme?
No, nothing at all. It's completely free. And I indicated we fall under the Department of Human Settlements. So we are a state-owned entity. So really, there's no fee applicable in registering your scheme.
Wow, amazing, amazing. And I mean, does a community scheme, you know, need to be, to meet rather, any threshold in order to be registered?
Not at all. So if it's a new development, and before you open your door, developers need to get what we call Section 10 certificates, your incorporation rules and all of that, to register with us, and then they automatically register. So as soon as you're in a place where there's even just you, the developer, and another homeowner, you automatically form part of a community scheme, and you can register with us.
All right. And then are there maybe, you know, any penalties for not registering your scheme with the CSOS?
Yes, so now we are calling on all schemes to do so voluntarily and comply voluntarily with the Act. Before we do compliance and enforcement, those processes can ultimately lead to fine or imprisonment for those that are charged with looking after the scheme. So please, we don't want to get to that point where we issue fines and imprisonment for those that are responsible for the scheme. We are really requesting that homeowners or the trustees or the body corporate comply with the law and register their community scheme with the CSOC.
All right. And before I let you go, Thembelihle, I mean, where and how can listeners, you know, contact and reach your offices?
Our contacts for the CSOC, we have our website. Primarily, you'll get all the information from our website, which is www.csos.org.za. And we have a toll-free number, so you can get any information you'd like to know more about the CSOC on 0800-000-653. We do have satellite offices all over the country. So we do have regional office sites in Gauteng, as well as the Western Cape, as well as KZN. We have recently launched offices in Bombela, Gqeberha, Limpopo, in Polokwane. But if you need any information, anything at all further to what I've shared, you've got info as an email address, info@csos.org.za. So it's info@csos.org.za.
Thembelihle, thank you so much for taking your time to join us this afternoon. And of course, sharing, you know, the light on the CSOS. May you have a great day further, yeah?
Thank you so much. Enjoy the afternoon with your listeners.
All right. And there you have it, man. That was Thembelihle from the CSOS.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.